The Traveler's Journal, October 12th. Exploring Jimmy Breslin's Greenwich Village. For over 40 years, New York City has been the beat of Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaperman Jimmy Breslin. As he observes, the wealth of the world has a New York address. But for Breslin, New York's essence is evident in its Greenwich Village neighborhood. Defined by migrations from Italy, Ireland, and Bohemian America, the narrow streets of Greenwich Village have been a magnet for legions of artists, philosophers, poets, writers, and their coteries. It remains one of the few places in Manhattan where the sky has not been stolen by high and awkward buildings. One can still stand on the village's streets and watch the night sky lighten and break into streaks of rose that saturate the heavens and ignite on the sidewalk. For Breslin, history's alive on every Greenwich Village corner and alley. In buildings now filled with the young and successful, early village residents lived life with a furious energy. At number 61 Washington Square South, Breslin points out a building, a former rooming house where Theodore Dreiser, Stephen Crane, Willa Cather, and John Dos Passos lived. Or 133 McDougal Street, where Eugene O'Neill and Edna St. Vincent Millay worked. There's the gate at 59 Grove Street that was the inspiration for O. Henry's story, The Last Leaf. Breslin's village is a place of palate, poet, and mobster, where mafia dons were done in by rising rents. For him, its people are the most powerful on earth in its most powerful city. You can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.